Happy birthday from all of us. Are there any other birthdays? No one's going to rat anyone out? All right. Well, if you're celebrating a birthday at home, let us sing happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abigwit Prince Edward Island is covered by historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. To welcome Lexi up to light the Christ candle with me this morning, reminding us to take the light of Christ out into the world in thought and deed. Just hold it there. There you go. A little longer. Perfect. Wonderful. Oh, that light wants to keep shining. I love that. Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin and on the screens. Together, we approach this time of worship as a community of faith.
We approach this time together. We are one together.
Calm our minds and give us the courage to just be here in this moment.
This is our time to worship as a community and individually.
Loving God, aid us in loving responses.
We are ready to hear and then to respond.
Amen. Please be seated. And friends, please join me in the gathering prayer. Gracious God, we gather into this sanctuary ready to share the warmth and light that comes in your word. Your light shines through the darkness. The promise of new life sprouts. Like your word, when those seeds are planted, the possibilities are endless. These endless possibilities are shared with us when we gather. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let us join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning. Our psalm reading this morning is Psalm 13, page 734 in Voices United. How long, O God, will you utterly forget me?
How long will you hide your face from me?
How long must I suffer anguish in my soul and be so grieved in my heart day and night? Look at me and answer me, O God, my God. Lest my enemies claim to have prevailed against me. But my trust is in your mercy. I will sing to you, O God.
Gospel lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 to 42, from the New Revised Standard Version. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward.
Please join me in prayer. And let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In my research for preparing for today's sermon, there were three main themes that appeared. The first was that hospitality and kindness can be considered spiritual components of who we are as creations of God. The second theme that emerged was that by supporting others in their calling, that is part of our own discipleship. And finally, God sees even the smallest, the simplest, smallest acts of goodness. God sees those. So let's think of it this way. Hospitality and kindness are important parts of the how we're designed as spiritual beings. When we help others live out what they are called to do, that transforms us as disciples. No matter how small a gesture of kindness and hospitality, how small that might be seen, it matters to God. We matter to God. As Matthew chapter 25, verse 40 says, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me." As disciples, we are the extension of God's love and work in the world through the teachings of Jesus. What we need to be reminded of is that we are to rely on God as we venture out, every day as we venture out. We are to trust that God is with us. All of us. Human capabilities are fine, but we must trust that we are well equipped in love, in hope, in peace, in joy, and in the presence of God. We must be strong and fearless, willing to share our wisdom. And we know that we'll experience opposition. That is part of the call as well. There will be someone or even many trying to take the wind out of our sails, rolling their eyes as we speak the powerful words of our faith. Don't let that deter you. In these moments, when they happen, we are to remember our loyalty is with Christ Jesus and to know that God will never abandon us. There will always be a place that will welcome us. And there will be times also, though, when we must dust off our sandals. You see, within the text shared by Cyril today, we have Jesus commissioning the disciples to go out into the world around them, bringing the good news to all those that will choose to hear it. It is the choice of the people to hear it or not. And this is no easy task. Many theologians would say that this commissioning is an extension of Jesus' ministry, and Jesus knew and experienced times of welcome and times of great rejection. We know this as well. Jesus also knew that his disciples would experience the same realities as we will, as modern-day disciples of Jesus. But friends, we have a mission. This place that you call church, it's not just a place to come. It's a place to grow in faith, a place to be encouraged, a place to be challenged, a place where you are to be transformed. We as Christians represent Jesus in this world, and the work we do as disciples matters on this side of the veil and also on the other side. God will not overlook the good we do, not even the smallest gesture of good. That through the trials of what we will experience, the rewards are great and they are many. Today, we're reminded that the kingdom of God spreads throughout the world through ordinary people, us. We are to be empowered by the teachings of Jesus that will equip us. Jesus called all of us, every one of us. It is our choice to answer the call. Jesus didn't put on limitations for who he called. Humans do that. We put on the limitations, not God. When we say yes, we continue the work that Jesus started over 2,000 years ago. But let's be honest, the work of God from day one of creation. And how amazing is that? Again, we are not just learning in this space that we call church. We are preparing ourselves every single time that we gather to get up and to be sent out into the world every single day, be it if you're at church or not, be it if you're watching online or not, be it if you're at home. You are being sent out every single day. Remember the great commissioning of Jesus in Matthew 28. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age." We are to live into that daily. That is not just something that we do once. It is daily. It doesn't mean a physical baptism daily. It means remembering the answer to our call and living into our baptismal vows, living into our commitment to God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We are to do that till our last breath is taken. This church is a place where one can grow, serve, and be shaped in ways that live into our call as Christians. And as I venture into a new call, I know God leads me. And God leads all of us here into a new season. From this place, I will leave with a full heart. My departure is not a goodbye to the relationships or the prayers or the many connections we have made over 7 years. Instead, it's a continuation of the same kingdom work, just in a new field for me, and for you, you get a new lead farmer. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 40-42, whoever receives you receives me. You must now continue to receive in the name of Jesus. Through your kindness and your patience and your partnership in ministry, you will continue to meet Jesus at the door. And don't forget to welcome him in. All the fruits that we planted way back 7 years ago, they have blossomed. They have blossomed from my time with you here. And all of that doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. And it belongs to you as well, because you shared in this work. This is your work, and it will continue with new ministry and lay leadership. In both scripture lessons shared today, we are called to face all that's in front of us with strength and with courage and with perseverance. And we did that. We started that together back in October 2019, but you have a legacy of doing that well before, and you'll continue to do that. It is your call. It is my call. We can't hide in a pew, hear the words of our faith, and then do nothing with them. If we do, then this church will no longer be. But the words of God will find a way, always. God always finds a way. It is our choice whether we listen or not, whether we welcome or not, whether we are transformed or not. It is our choice. All glorious God's. Amen.
Thank you.
a tough act to follow. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to miss Reverend Rachel, as we all are. It's been my absolute pleasure and honor to be a member of this parish, and I'm going to miss you dearly. Today I have the mission and service story. Campfires and confidence. For 60 years, Arthur Kidston Memorial Camp has been a place where children and youth can unplug from screens, connect with nature, and discover new strengths in themselves. In 2026, the camp is celebrating six decades of outdoor adventure, friendship, and belonging on the shores of Long Lake in Nova Scotia. And just for your information, Camp Abbey is going to be 80 years old this year. At Camp Kidston, children and youth spend their days canoeing and kayaking, trying slack lines, bog walking, exploring the outdoors, making crafts, and building confidence through games and leadership opportunities. Campers are encouraged to try new things, build friendships, and simply enjoy being kids. Our gifts through mission and service help make these experiences possible for providing specialized and recreational equipment and supplies that go beyond the basics, new life vests for paddling programs, updated sports equipment, and nature exploration kits help make camp safer, more engaging, and more accessible to every child. These gifts are about more than equipment. They help children build confidence as they learn new skills and discover what they are capable of. They help ensure that every camper, regardless of background, can fully participate in the fun, learning, and adventure that camp offers. And they help create memories that young people carry with them long after summer ends. And the parents are going, yes, they're going back to school. Even during the challenges of the summer of 2025, including extreme heat and region-wide fire bans, Camp Kidston was filled with joy and creativity. Campers enjoyed waterfront adventures, theme days, team-building activities, and imaginative campfire alternatives created by the staff. Leadership programs for teens continued to grow, and families spoke about the sense of belonging their children experienced at camp. As Camp Kidston celebrates its 60th anniversary, our gifts through mission and service are helping ensure that children and youth can continue to experience the wonder, friendship, and confidence building that camp makes possible for years to come.
Good morning. The United Church Women and Trinity Council invite you to the auditorium following the worship service for a time of coffee and conversation and a time to express your best wishes for Reverend Rachel Campbell. Next Sunday, the service is led by Elaine Burrows with Jennifer McDonald as a music leader. Check the summer newsletter for a list of service leaders for the months of July and August. The church office will be closed on Wednesday so all staff can enjoy Canada Day with family and friends. Wishing you all a safe and happy Canada Day. For the month of July, we're going old school, using the bulletins and hymn books as there are no screens and no live stream, so our technicians can take a well-deserved break. They'll be back the first Sunday in August. Congratulations to all grads from kindergarten to university. Enjoy your continuing adventure in learning. For additional information on these and other events in the life and work of Trinity Summerside and out into the community, the bulletin or the summer newsletter are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed to have people in this community of faith who are continually willing to share their time, talent, and treasure.
Thank you. We are truly blessed. And I just want to also notify of the blessing that continues throughout the summer. We have a summer student. We are happy to welcome Jordan Day as our summer student. She has been helping with Food Bank here at Trinity for some time. She keeps us very organized. She's a very organized person. Over the summer months, she will take on various tasks, and you'll see her all around the church within ministry programs, community outreach, and bringing fresh energy to our church. Please welcome her and make her feel at home. Is she here today? There she is. Everybody, wave this way. Yes. Yes, she will keep you in shape and organized. That's for sure. You're in good hands. Today, as the offering plate is brought forward as a sign and symbol of our time, our talent, our treasures, please rise, those who are able, as we offer a blessing over the offering today. Friends, please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we are made to love, and in doing so, we bring who we are, we bring our talents, we bring our offerings so that it may continue to show the loving ministry of your church out into the world. Bless our offering as you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, open us up to be transformed by your presence within us. When we see others who are in need of love and kindness, give us the courage to reach out. Let us respond. For those in this church community and the wider community that are going through times of struggle, allow them to feel your warmth, your love, and your comfort. Holy God, sometimes we don't allow room for holy mystery. Aid us in staying curious and asking questions and growing in faith. Give us the courage to listen to the viewpoints of another person, to make time for new ideas that stretch us. We need more open and respectful responses in this world. Help us to create space so that we can do that. And loving God, show us how to truly love and show a grace to one another that you give to us. We pray that those in places of power make decisions with discerning and grace-filled hearts. Let us now take a moment to silently pray for those in our lives that are on our hearts today. Thank you, loving God, for hearing all our prayers. And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Well, today is Reverend Rachel's last Sunday service as our cult minister in covenant with Trinity. As many of you know, Reverend Rachel does not like surprises. So we asked her to save time in the service to soften the blow. It is her last Sunday, and the service is nearly over, so I'll take my chances. Reverend Rachel, could you please come down here and have a seat in the chair? I did a quick survey of the staff and congregation, what we'll miss, and here are 10 in no particular order. Your ever-present smile and laughter, warm embrace and listening ear, warmth your family brings to our congregation, your compassionate, let's talk a little bit about this, or let's expand on that, lending a helping hand herself or finding someone to assist you, resilience and determination, your life stories in the sermons, the tap, tap, tap of your shoes, especially when you run from your office to get to the sanctuary because you hear a beeping sound. Your determination that we are commissioned at the end of the service and that a prayer that it actually happens takes place. And finally, your true love of God, his people, and all of his creation. We won't let you leave empty-handed, so here are a few parting gifts. These gifts are heartfelt and hopefully assist you in your transition. I'll call on Arnie Windsor for Trinity Music.
Not as fast as I used to be. For those of you who were here on Reverend Rachel's first Sunday with us, you may recall that I welcomed her as God's little shepherd girl. I'm very emotional today. I think that you will all agree that she has truly been a shepherdess to us. This is referenced in our card by Louise to her that I will now read to you. The card is signed by all the choir members and accompanied by our gift to her of a copy of our new songbook, Then Let Us Sing. Dear Rachel, as you paddle into the western charges of PEI, we wish you all the best. Thank you for shepherding us through the last 7 years of worshiping together, sharing joys and sorrows, and singing the great songs of our faith. May God bless you in your new ministry and continue to watch over you. With all our love and prayers, Trinity United Church Choir. Thank you very much and bless you.
I'm keeping the note, too. Yeah. Thank you. I'm keeping the note. Thank you.
Elaine Burroughs for the United Church Women.
You have to say it.
Good luck.
Yeah. When I first arrived, the very first service, this sweet little lady comes up. And she puts the stole over my head and over the shoulders, and she looks right in my face, and she goes, "Good luck."
I don't remember saying that. This gift is to Rachel and her family. She's not to use it by herself. And it's from the United Church Women, plus all the individuals from the congregation who help us in our many endeavors as a UCW team.
And I will take the good luck.
Okay.
Reverend Rachel, as you step into this new chapter of your journey, We, the Trinity Council, want to express our deepest gratitude for the love, wisdom, and dedication you have poured into our church family here at Trinity. Your sermons have inspired us, your prayers have uplifted us, and your compassion has touched our hearts in ways words can hardly express. Many of us here can recall moments when your words brought comfort, when your prayers gave us strength, or when your laughter reminded us that joy is a gift from God. You have not only preached the gospel, you have lived it among us. We tested your leadership skills with a coordinating minister position. This model works so well for the staff. They felt listened to and appreciated. Thank you for taking on that role. There have been challenges, especially during COVID. Together, during COVID, plans were made, plans were revised, and plans were put into place to continue the ministry at Trinity. We came out on the other side with renewed energy and a new way of doing things. Some of those still exist today. We appreciate the abundance of energy you put into accomplishing many and varied tasks. Your work ethic is outstanding. Even with a broken wrist, you continue to serve Trinity to your full capacity. Please pass on to your family our appreciation for the many times the needs of Trinity have taken precedence. To Jeremy, I think he's over there, isn't he? For his unwavering encouragement, sharing in the sacrifices of the call to ministry, and his quiet pillar of strength and faith. On behalf of Council, thank you for your faithful leadership, your tireless service, and your unwavering love for God's people. We pray that the Lord blesses you richly in the days ahead with rest, joy, and new opportunities to shine his light. Although we will miss your presence, we rejoice in knowing that God's plan for you continues to unfold beautifully. May the Lord bless you abundantly in the path ahead, granting you strength, peace, and joy in every step. You will always hold a special place in our hearts. With love and gratitude, Trinity United Church Council. So now we have a few little gifts from other parts of the council, too. So we're going to start with, I believe, Christian Life and Grace. Elaine Campbell with Christian Life and Grace.
Oh, thank you, Lawrence. This is great. Thank you, Elaine. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. We're like matchy-matchy with our dresses. I love it.
Leah from Ministry and Personnel.
Hello. Rachel, the Ministry and Personnel Committee want to thank you. We want to express our thanks and appreciation for your valuable contribution to Trinity, especially in your role as coordinating minister. In this role, you oversaw the staff day-to-day, held staff meetings, completed year-end reviews, and ensured the staff had the training that they needed to do their tasks. Because the M&P committee is responsible for providing consultation and support on matters involving pastoral charge staff, we work closely with you and valued that partnership. We appreciated the care and support you offered staff who felt heard and supported. You were always available to our team, responding promptly to emails or meeting with us as we worked together toward our shared responsibility of the staff well-being. We were also responsible for supporting you as a staff member and supporting your well-being. We hope you felt our care and encouragement as you serve Trinity. We wish you continued blessings and fulfillment as your ministry journey continues.
Thank you so much.
John Brennan, on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
Before we moved to Summerside and I became the chair of the trustees in Summerside, I was the chair of the trustees at Biddeford Conway. So I just hope me coming here didn't drive you there.
Okay, I did not know that.
So we've enjoyed getting to know you and working with you for the past 7 years, and they're good people. You'll enjoy your time in Biddeford Conway.
Thank you. I'm going to give you a hug anyway. Thank you very much.
Cyril Moyse on behalf of council and the congregation.
No, don't do that. Thank you so much.
And this is something from the congregation.
Do you want to use the mic just in case?
And hopefully it will remind you of the congregation's loving arms.
I think I should open this one up.
I do too,
okay.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking if it's from the congregation, just in case not everybody was in the know, so I want to help. Oh. Did Elaine make? Elaine, I get an original. Elaine's where she at? There she is. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Elaine, wow. Now let's turn around. You go this way. Look at the back. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Did everybody see up there? Yay. That's awesome. I get an original Elaine Burroughs. I am pretty impressed. Thank you so much. It's very beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to give you a hug.
Right there.
I'm going to miss you, Pierre.
And last but not least, from the worship team. We've worked pretty closely with her, and her gift in here, I'm hoping will help some of her frustration at the beginning of the service.
I can open it. Okay. Yeah. Help me with frustration. Am I allowed to repeat that one? I don't know what you said. So, it's a clicker to light candles or whatever, yes?
And it's rechargeable.
Right.
And it should work every time.
Yeah. So what I do is I'll use the clicker to light a tea light and then take a taper because I cannot stand. Click, 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 click. And any student I ever supervise, they will not do the click, 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 click. They will need to light the candle. This is perfect. Love it. Thank you.
So, thank you, Reverend Rachel, for your service to this community of faith. And knowing how strongly you dislike saying goodbye, this is not goodbye. It's see you later.
It is. Wow. Before the final commissioning and benediction, as you're called, minister, it is a see you later. You're such a great church. Remember that. You are a great church, a great faith community. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep growing, keep building faith, and remember, for those who are able, please stand. As we leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen, hallelujah, and thank you.